The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at the Americana Restaurant at Desert Shores in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you good information and great food on wines as well each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty, and we can't wait to get started. They should be pouring the wines as we speak. My guest tonight is Nick Litursky. Nick has been a friend for a number of years, and he is with a group of wines now that we're going to have some fun with tonight, and I'll be glad to talk with him here in just a few moments. If you're just beginning to discover about wine or you work in the wine industry, you can I can give you information that you can use or at least enjoy a glass or two of wine, especially with your dinner meal, which is what the medical profession all around the world recommends that you do if you are a healthy person. We've been offering great information about food and wines, food and wine pairings for well over 16 years, each Thursday evening, and we continue to make Wines du Jour a very special program, and we thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages, so enjoy it when you can. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio's network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio. Also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe, and we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and wine is like a hug in a glass, because wine is poetry in a bottle. Do not touch that radio dial. We'll be back with information, fun, great taste, right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to Nick Litursky. Nick, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Les?
I'm doing good, man. Are you doing all right?
I'm fantastic. Busy time of year for us.
Hey, listen, you've really got yourself hooked up with some wines now that are just great to talk about. Our first wine this evening, as you know, is the 2015 Cherry Pie. Now, most people have never heard of that as a wine. You know, you know about some of the old labels, but not the new conservative labels. It's called Three Vineyards, Cherry Pie Three Vineyards, and it's one of my favorite varietals, which is 100% Pinot Noir. Very good. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, Cherry Pie was the second vineyard that Jason started. He actually was producing. Jason Woodbridge is the producer and winemaker of this wine. He also produces our namesake, 100 Acre. And Jason actually had an opportunity to produce a 100% Pinot Noir from Stanley Ranch, which is located in Carneros. And when he produced the wine, the owners of the vineyards were so enamored by it, they said, hey, you should go into the business making Pinot Noir. So he did. But he never had a name for the Pinot Noir. He would make the wine in the same barrels that he produced the 100 Acre. And they're produced in these 500-liter punch-in barrels. So they're wood on the outside. And what he would do is he'd punch down on these grapes every single day. And when you look down in the barrel, to him it looked like cherry pie filling. And the wood around the outside of the barrel looked like crust. So in the back of his mind, he said, why don't I call this wine cherry pie? So that's where the name came from, if you will.
Well, that's great. You know, I've tasted this this cherry pie, and I love the floral nose. It's kind of smoky, which is kind of interesting. And I think it's very silky smooth is the way I'd like to look at it. As I said earlier, it is 100% Pinot Noir, and that to me makes it a great wine if it's a good one. And unfortunately, all Pinots aren't great, but this one is excellent. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgie inviting you to join me for The Tonight Show of Radio every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now in our 24th year and well over 19,000 guests, The Ron Sedgie Show live originates from our Universal Radio Studios. Celebrities from TV, music, movies, literature, politics, and show business, at one time or another, they all come to The Ron Sedgie Show. So why don't you?
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Americana Restaurant in Desert Shores in Las Vegas. Desert Shores is a beautiful little community out here with a nice lake, homes built all around it. And it has a little strip mall, if you will. And at the end of the strip mall, right on the lake, is our favorite restaurant, Americana. Chef Stephen Blandino is the owner and the chef here. And we go way back about 16 years when he was working at Ariel Restaurant at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And I was doing a show on Saturdays at Ariel for about an hour and a half each week. And Stephen and his crew would fix lunch for my guests and my staff each and every week. And we did that for about 12 years. So that was pretty good. And then Stephen then, of course, bought this restaurant, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. And let me tell you, if you want a really, really great meal and you don't mind driving a little bit from downtown out to Desert Shores, it is a well worthwhile trip. Beautiful food, good service. They're even doing food tableside now. And we'll talk a little bit about that. When I have a chance to get Aaron Gross, who's the manager here, when I get him on the air, we can talk a little bit about the tableside service that they're offering that most restaurants don't do. I can remember when I was growing up in the San Francisco area, we'd go to a very fine dining restaurant. My father would take me there. I was a teenager, and they'd do a Caesar salad tableside and so on and so forth, and it was really impressive. Well, to my knowledge, and I may be, I stand to be corrected, here in Las Vegas, no one's doing that anymore. But Stephen Blandino said, hey, this is something that people love to have happen, especially like at dessert when you have a Cherry's Jubilee and they flame it and the flame goes 8 foot in the air. It really impresses an awful lot of people. Of course, everybody in the restaurant then becomes jealous of you and your table because they did it for you. So that's a whole different story. Nick, tell me a little bit about this cherry pie. The reason I'm saying that is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it retails for just about $23 a bottle, which is very reasonable for a good quality Pinot Noir. And one of the things that we do here on Wines du Jour each and every week is we talk about the alcohol percentage in each of the three wines that we feature each week. And tonight, cherry pie has 13.5% alcohol, which is very, very good, and allows it, because of the low amount of alcohol percentage, to pair better with food. And, of course, pairing better, let me tell you what we're going to pair it with. Chef Blandino has put together some roasted diesel turkey thighs with a little cherry beet puree and some kale sprouts. That is going to perfectly pair. Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds great. I wish I was there with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the other things that that this particular wine, and maybe you can add to this if you'd like, Nick, is turkey, of course, is this time of the year, and this goes really well with turkey. Pinot Noir, if you're not sure what to serve with turkey on Thanksgiving, get a good bottle of Pinot Noir. Maybe the cherry pie would be a good choice. Or
honestly,
if you're having chicken.
Yeah, and cherry pie, honestly, would be a great selection for Thanksgiving this year. You mentioned about it being 100% Pinot, and that's not very common these days in California for a wine
right
around $20. You're going to find a Pinot Noir with many other grapes that we probably don't want in our Pinot Noir from California. And this particular Pinot Noir, because it's called the Three Vineyards, it's from three separate areas. The grapes come from Rogers Creek Vineyard, which is in Sonoma Coast, the El Toloma Vineyard, which is in Monterey, and the Los Alamos Vineyard, which is in Santa Barbara. So you have three distinct climates getting blended into this Pinot Noir. That's why the blend is so delicious and easy drinking. And, yeah, I would totally recommend it for Thanksgiving.
You know, that's a very good point, because for those of you that listen to Wines as Your on a regular basis know that we talk about Pinot Noir being the most difficult grape to grow and make good wine. There's a lot of vineyards out there that grow Pinot Noir grapes, but the wine doesn't turn out to be good because it's basically, I'm going to say it's in the wrong location. I guess that's probably the easiest way to put it. But the areas that you talked about that they get their grapes from for a cherry pie is absolutely perfect. And the other beautiful part is 13.5% alcohol just makes it that much more endearing, and I think that's good. So nutmeg and a little smoke and a little silk. It has great acidity, too, which I happen to think is very, very important. So,
that'll cut through your big Thanksgiving meal, right, Les? It'll help digest everything out, a good acidic wine.
Yeah, in fact, Thanksgiving is always on Thursday, of course. So next week we're going to be playing a best-of show as opposed to doing it live, because we don't want people to have to leave their turkey in the oven and come to the show. Or they've already eaten more than they should have, and they want a nap rather than a little wine and a little more food on Wines du Jour. So we get to skip next week. That's important. Listen, let's talk a little bit about wine number two. And I don't know how much time you have, but if you can spend a little bit of time with me, Nick, and explain some
Absolutely.
Of this, give us your feel. I really appreciate it. The second wine that we're having is a 2015. It's a blend of 80% Cabernet, 15% Petit Verdot, 5% Primitivo. And, of course, for those of you that really love wine and know a lot about it, know that Primitivo generally comes from Italy. And in this particular case, it does. It comes from a town called Lazio, and that's a good thing. So they blend those three juices together. It's also 13.5% alcohol. It retails for $24. Now, here's the name of the wine. Don't think I'm doing it wrong. If You CK is the name of the wine. If You CK is the name of the wine. So it's pretty cool. Now, what I like about it is it has some great flavors and taste, but I'm going to ask Nick if he'd tell us a little bit about it. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when Jason started making wine, he never made blended wine. Jason's philosophy in making wine was always about, if you're going to make a Cabernet, it's going to be 100%. If you're going to make a Pinot, it's going to be 100%. Well, it came time for him to make a red blend, and Jason wanted to find the best vineyards, very distinctly different vineyards from around the world. And he found these vineyards in Lazio, Italy. And Lazio, Italy is actually known more for a white wine called Frascati. And essentially, he went to visit these vineyards. He said, these are one of the most impeccable. Just the fruit is amazing on these vineyards. And he said, I think we could do something really special with these grapes. But here's the thing. It's not going to taste like it's from Italy. There is a little bit of Primitivo in there. But when you're tasting this wine, think about California. This is like a red blend from California. If you close your eyes, it's a big, bold red blend. It's at 80% cab. And it's funny, you did mention the name. And the name does actually come from a book. A book called Ulysses from a writer called James Joyce. Jason was very fond of this writer and felt that this line from the book should become a wine. And lo and behold, you have If You CK.
Well, you know, you're talking about Jason as being the winemaker. That's Jason Woodbridge. For those of you that don't know, I suggest that you try to memorize this name, or at least recognize it when somebody mentions it. He's kind of a renegade. Am I right? He does things a little bit different than standard, but boy, it turns out to be absolutely outstanding, in my opinion.
Well, and he's the most decorated Napa Valley winemaker now in history. We're working on 16 100-point scores for 100 Acre. The record, actually, for 100-point score wine is Petrus, pretty well-known wine out there. And so Jason's going for that with our next vintage on the 14, and we're going to try with our 100 Acre Cab. But he is a little bit of a renegade. But it's really not about that for him. He is honestly the hardest-working winemaker in the industry. He travels all over the world making these wines, especially, you know, he goes to Italy, he goes to Australia, he goes to Argentina, and he also makes our wines in California. So somebody who's that passionate and is spending that much time traveling, and he really wants to make sure his mark is on every single wine and not just letting somebody else do it. You know, as you know, Les, you know, we've got a lot of these celebrity chefs, but they don't often, you know, spend the time in the kitchens at their own restaurants. Well, the same thing is with winemakers. Just because their name's on the wine label doesn't mean they're touching the grapes. And that's what Jason does. And he has the, you know, that's why when you go out and buy one of our wines, you know that the man who's making the 100-point score wine is also making this wine as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, the name Jason, well, Jason Woodbridge, as a winemaker, please try to remember that, because what Nick just told you is that he's a serious winemaker. Most winemakers don't leave more than 50 miles from their winery. This one drives all over the state, as well as travels literally all around the world to areas where they have varietals that he's interested in, one of which, of course, is Pinot Noir. And you have to know, and I'd love to sit down and talk to him sometime, you'd have to know that he's come across a lot of Pinot Noir that wasn't worth a powder, if you know what I'm saying. But he's also
and a lot of grapes from around the world, too.
Yeah. And at the same time, he's also found some wonderful vineyards and some great grapes to make wine, and therefore we have the privilege of tasting some of that wine that he puts in a bottle, because that's what he does. He's very, very good at it. And, you know, a lot of winemakers have what we would call, or I would call anyway, a very good palate, which means they can taste something and just detect all kinds of information about that taste. You know, the average person takes a taste of wine and they say, it's good, or I like it. But you say, well, what does it taste like? And they're going to say, well, Pinot Noir or red or something like that. They just don't really have the detail that I'm really talking about that some of the better winemakers definitely have. And their product going to the store, the retail market where you and I get to go purchase it, have the privilege of having that wine available. And that's just a doggone good thing. And I love the fact that this has a very soft, creamy taste to it. It's very juicy. That we're talking about the second wine now, which here our audience hasn't had a chance to taste it yet. So maybe I shouldn't talk too much about it, but it's very good. Now, to get back to wine number one and cherry pie that we were talking about, roasted turkey thighs. Now, again, most people don't think too much about thighs from turkey. Most everybody thinks, first of all, turkey breasts. And I have to tell you, and I've said this before, and I'm very serious when I say it, turkey breast is probably the least flavorful part of the entire turkey. And generally, it's been overcooked. I don't know about you, but my mother wasn't what we'd call an excellent cook. So if the package said cook it for 6 hours, she'd do it an extra 45 minutes or an hour just to be sure, and therefore dry as a bone. In fact, if you would take the label on the turkey that you buy, whether it's fresh or frozen, and if they say a specific time, like 3.5 hours or 4.5 hours, and take 30 minutes or maybe 45 minutes off of that, you'll find that your turkey will still be 160 degrees, which is what you're looking for, and not overcooked. And that is the key, my friend. That's why it's juicy and tasty, is because you haven't overcooked it, rather than done just the way the package says. I don't know why they do that. I guess it's for self-protection in some way from a legal standpoint. I'm not sure. But I can just tell you that all the directions that I've ever seen on any turkey, whatever the brand might be, is always overkill, if you will. So 160 with the thermometer is the answer. Do you agree with that, Nick?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, venison and beef go really well with this number two, and I'm not going to talk any more about it while we're there, but I am going to ask you, because I've got you for a few minutes, and I'm happy to do that, is if we could go to wine number three for just a little discussion. I'll tell you what it is. It's a 2015 Layer Cake. That is the label, Layer Cake. And some of you people here at Wines Azure would say, oh, yeah, I remember that. It's very nice wine. This is their Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. And you probably know that Paso Robles is just literally due west of Bakersfield, California. Not quite on the coast, but pretty close. About 40 miles from the ocean, if you will, inland. But Paso Robles has a beautiful, beautiful area to grow grapes, especially things like Cabernet, because it gets pretty warm and it's fairly dry in the summer. That's a whole different story. Nick, we've got to go to a break, so if you'll hang on, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about number three and go from there. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't-miss specials? Then it's time to check in. Relax. Rejuvenate and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The best show in the world is Two Scorpions and a Brandy Glass. I'm Barry Farber. It is nice when you call and say, oh, Mr. Farber, I agree with you, but that really gets us nowhere. I want your enmity, hostility. I want your questions. Give me a call right here on The Barry Farber Show, weekdays 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at the Americana Restaurant. This is just a beautiful restaurant, and the service here is exquisite. I mentioned before we went to the break a little bit about layer cake, Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. And Paso Robles, as I mentioned, is about 44 miles east of the Pacific Ocean per se, but it's actually right in the center of what we call a central coast. A central coast in the wine industry means the properties basically from, say, Santa Cruz all the way down to Santa Barbara. All that coast there is considered to be central coast, and there are a number of wineries and little towns just east of there that fall into the Central Coast, and that includes Paso Robles. And Paso Robles, as I mentioned, has great weather, all the good stuff, if you will, that you would have for wines like Cabernet or Merlot. But they also have some areas that face east, a little mountain or hills, I guess you'd call them, more than a mountain. They face east is where the vineyard is planted, and they plant things like Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay because it gets that morning sun and probably starts to cool down a little bit when the noon or early afternoon hot sun is there, and it doesn't affect the Chardonnay or the Sauvignon Blanc. But the Cabernet and the Merlot and other red wines that they like to grow in the Paso Robles area are generally planted on flat land or facing on a hill facing west, which means they get the afternoon heat as opposed to the morning sun. So that's kind of a little bit of a technicality because, you know, most people don't realize that wine is actually a farming product. It's not just a beautiful thing that they run commercials on TV and they have pretty ladies drinking the wine and saying how good it is. If it wasn't for the guy on the tractor and the people pulling those grapes out of the vineyard, taking it to the winery, you wouldn't have a really good product because even a great winemaker like Jason Woodbridge can't make wonderful wine out of mediocre grapes. So if the grapes aren't that good, neither is the wine going to be. And that's where the trick comes in, where winemakers are worth their salt, if you will, when they pick vineyards to use the grapes or to buy. Depends. You know, all vineyards are not owned by wineries. There are a lot of people that just love to grow grapes, and so they buy vineyards or build vineyards and harvest and sell it then to the wineries. They're just basically vineyards or wine or grape growers is what they really are, as opposed to winemaker. That makes sense?
Makes okay. A lot of sense. So, hey, you know, one of the things that you mentioned, Les, is that you said Paso, and also in this wine, there's Alexander Valley, which is located in Sonoma. So you have a combination of both Paso Robles and Alexander Valley, which makes it a California appellation. So if you take those two, you're obviously going to make it a California appellation, but it's 100% Cabernet, which we're very excited about. I mentioned earlier that Jason started making 100-acre Cab, and really Jason would only make 100% varietally-based wine. And this is true to what his roots were, making 100% varietally-based wines. But we're very excited about this wine because for many, many reasons. But this wine, and I can say it now because it's going to come out next week, I believe. This is Editor's Pick, 90 points in Wine Enthusiast. And we're extremely excited. But what I would tell everybody, your audience on the radio and your audience there at the restaurant, get the wine while you can because the vintage will not last forever. We probably have another good 5 months of this vintage in your store. So I gobble it up when you can. It's a 100% French oak aged wine, and he uses 30% new French oak, which gives it a good backbone, and he also keeps the alcohol down. I know we've been talking about alcohol quite a bit. It's 13.8%, which is really nice, but for the price on this wine, you cannot find a better Cabernet with the great flavors. That's 100% Cabernet coming out of California right now. You just can't. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful expression of Cabernet from those two regions.
Cabernet Sauvignon is considered to be, and I'm sure there's no question that it's the most popular red wine in the whole world, and just like Chardonnay is the most popular white wine in the whole world. But the point I'm getting at is, with Cabernet Sauvignon, it goes with so many wonderful foods, especially if it's paired with red meat in particular, and that could be anything from beef to venison. It could be steaks. It could be chops. It could be pork from that standpoint. It just depends on how it's prepared. And it's just a good choice and very, very popular. It's a little bit heavy to serve with Thanksgiving dinner unless you have some kind of a pork loin or something going, or steaks that you're going to serve with your turkey, or maybe some people don't serve turkey on Thanksgiving. And if you do, again, back to our suggestion that you consider a nice Pinot Noir for your Thanksgiving turkey. I have to tell you, Nick, it's good talking with you. I know you've got to go. I appreciate all your information. When we come back, we're going to go back to wine number two, which again is If You See K, that blend of Cabernet, Petit Verdot, and Primitivo from Lazio, Italy.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPod, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row Best Italian Restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. You know, one of the things that people that listen to the show are probably concerned about, although they don't necessarily recognize it, and that is the type of glass that they're pouring their wine in. And I know if you're like most people, breaking a wine glass is kind of heartbreaking when it happens, because generally speaking, it's not a 14-cent glass. It's probably a little more than that. But guess what? We have a company called Taza, T-A-Z-A, and they produce unbreakable wine glasses. Are you ready for that? And the good part is, yeah, that'd be nice to have, right? And we have Sabina King, who is the founder of Taza, on the line. And I'm going to have her tell us a little bit about some of those better-than-glass glasses that they have. Sabina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for the introduction.
You bet.
We like to call our glasses drama-free wine glasses, because they decrease some of the drama, especially when you have one accidentally, you know, spilled out of your hand or tipped over, or, you know, you have a few tipsy friends over. So at least they decrease the drama in terms of not being able, not having to clean up the broken glass. You still lose your wine, but you don't have the aftermath of broken glass on your floor, your deck, your carpet, wherever.
Yeah, I think one of the worst things in the world is to have a glass with wine in it break in front of you. It's not only messy, but it's also kind of expensive.
Indeed, yes. So, so our glasses, go on.
Go ahead, that's okay.
Yeah, so our glasses, they're made out of a beautiful plastic wine, or plastic wine, wouldn't that be lovely? They're made out of beautiful plastic that's USA made, called Triton. And so that gives it this beautiful clarity. You don't even know that it's a plastic glass until you actually feel it and touch it, because it tends to be lighter than a regular wine glass. And so they're a nice alternative, especially when you're entertaining outdoors, or you're in a camper camping out on a boat, or if you just have children, dogs, or a lot of those tipsy friends around. So we tend to use them as our everyday glasses here in my household. Not to say that we drink wine every day, although that wouldn't be so bad. However, they're just such a beautiful shape, especially the stemless ones, that we use them every day for water, milk, etc.
Could you do this for me? Could you tell us where we could get online and take a look at the glassware that you have? And I know that you you offer it where they can buy it directly from you right online. Am I correct?
Certainly, but probably the easiest way for most people, especially since there are 80 million Prime users in the U.S., is to go to Amazon and just search Taza wine glasses. You'll find our full selection there. You'll find the stemless, the stemmed ones, the red wines, and then we also make tumblers as well.
Got it. Now, you also have something that I use at home all the time. It's called a pop top. Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah, that's so fun. We call it the automatic beer bottle opener, although you can use it for sodas as well. But it's this easy 1-2-3-step process where you just put this little cylindrical canister over your beer bottle. You push down, and it literally pops the top off of your beer bottle or your soda bottle, and it just flies off. Cap collectors really love it because it doesn't bend the caps. And so if you're doing craft projects or just saving caps for posterity's sake, then it's a nice alternative to just a regular bottle cap opener.
Right. Well, Sabina, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us this evening. I want to remind everybody to go to Amazon and check out Taza, Unbreakable Wine Glasses. That's T-A-Z-A, Taza. Beautiful label and wonderful product. Thank you very much for taking your time. And we've got to get back onto the show, so thanks again. If you haven't seen Taza, check it out. It's to your advantage. Okay, I want to go back to wine number two, which we talked about a little bit earlier with Nick Letursky, and that is the If You CK blend that I think is good. And one thing that I think the chef here at Americana has done a beautiful job with is he's taken some grilled Iowa pork loin, a little broccolini, some Black Mission figs, which is one of my favorite fruits, and a little red wine deduction, and put that on a plate for us to taste with this beautiful red wine. What do you think, folks? Pretty good? Delicious, isn't it? Yeah. It's a great combination. So the second wine, again, If You CK blend, 2015, It retails for about $24, and the alcohol percentage is just 13.5. So the grilled pork tenderloin is something that goes really well with this beautiful red wine. Okay, that's enough of that, I guess, for the moment. It goes well with beef, and it goes well with venison as well. I don't know how many listeners have hunters in their family or friends of hunters or are lucky enough to have a butcher shop to fairly close to you where you can go down and actually order venison, which is one of my second favorite foods. I like buffalo. I like venison. And, of course, I like beef and pork like everybody else, not to mention chicken. So, you know, we've got a lot of choices. And this particular Cabernet Sauvignon and Petit Verdot and Primitivo blend really goes well with an awful lot of food. So you might want to check it out. I don't think I told you that this is a really rich-tasting, creamy, juicy red wine. And that's not a common thing, especially for a $24 value. So you might want to check it out and see what you can do to make it happen. Okay, let's go now to wine number three. They're going to be pouring wine three here pretty quick. It is Layer Cake is the label. Layer Cake Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles. That's in the Central Coast. And I'll tell you more about that when we come back. We've got to go to a break. I'll tell you before we go that it's $15 retail, which is extremely reasonable. Layer Cake.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Americana restaurant on Desert Shores. And I have to tell you, if you haven't found Desert Shores area, ask anybody in town. They can tell you where it is. It's on the western part, directly west of downtown Las Vegas. And when you find Desert Shores, you just look around a little bit and you will see one of the best restaurants in Southern Nevada called Americana. And I don't know what else to tell you except that the food here is superb. I've known Steve for Chef Steve for many, many years, and he does a superlative job. If you have a party or a group of people that you want to do something special for, whether it's for the holiday season or just a birthday in June, whatever it might be, I suggest you check out the opportunity to come to Americana. That's a very good thing. Now back to If You See K, that is the name of the wine, which is the Cabernet, Petit Verdot, and Primitivo, $24 retail. And what I really mentioned is it's a very rich taste. It's a beautiful dark color. I think it's nice. And the grilled Iowa pork loin with the broccolini, black mission figs, and a little red wine reduction is something that paired absolutely perfect with this particular wine. Now we're going to move on to wine number three. They're going to be pouring that as we speak. Wine number three is Layer Cake Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles, as I mentioned to you a little bit earlier. That's in the Central Coast part of the wine country, so to speak. This has such big fruit. I don't know how else to put it. Very deep, deep red color. Very nice, rich plum. A lot of plum and the soft tannins, which I like. Which means that it has what I call affectionately as a long, lingering finish. And the chef has gone out of his way to come out with a little charred filet mignon to go along with this, which is coming out shortly. It's also with the hen of the wood mushroom ragu on top of this filet mignon. Folks, it don't get any better than that. And that along with our third wine, which is perfect. And the cost of the third wine, just blow your mind, it's only $15 a bottle. Now it's 13.0% alcohol, which means it's very, very open to pair with food. And the filet mignon, of course, is going to be a perfect match to go with that without any question whatsoever. This has been such a wonderful evening here at Americana Restaurant. Again, if you don't know where it is, Desert Shores is a nice lake out in the western part of Clark County, west of Las Vegas proper. And there's a number of homes, I don't know what the number is, I'm going to say around 100-plus homes around the lake, and a little strip mall that has a home for the Americana restaurant. It is a don't-miss place. And again, if you're going to have a party or you're doing a celebration for the holidays or whether it's a birthday or a reunion or whatever the case may be, this is the place to hold your event. Because they do a beautiful job. And unless you go there and check out the food sometime for lunch or for dinner, 7 days a week, it's not a problem. You will see what I'm talking about. The service is great, and the prices are very, very reasonable. We're going to get Aaron Gross, who is the manager here, to come over and have a seat with us here in a couple minutes. He's got some things he has to take care of, and when he does finishes with that, he's going to come over and sit down, and we'll talk a little bit about this beautiful Americana restaurant at Desert Shores Lake. First of all, Aaron, thank you very much for being able to catch up to where you can talk to us. I appreciate your effort and everything that you've done. I have to tell you, the pairings you guys have put together are absolutely perfect to go with our wines.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it was a pleasure doing it. I saw that we had the cherry pie coming in, and especially that If You See K wine. It's really been gaining popularity lately, and I love to see a great wine really getting out there to the drinkers,
you know,
and wine lovers.
That off-the-wall name just kind of throws everybody, and they think, it's a joke. It's not a joke. This is the real thing.
It's the real deal, and you don't forget a name like that.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's also true. Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
And the pairing that that you and the chef have put together, the pork loin and for the second wine and for the third wine that they're pouring as we speak, is that filet mignon with a little bit of hen of the wood mushroom ragu. I have to tell you, that's got to be a perfect idea to
Absolutely.
Go perfectly with this. Now, you're really into wine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I am actually the house sommelier, too.
Oh, do you get paid two checks, or do you get one big one?
Let's say yes.
Yeah. That's kind of the way it works, I know. Yeah. Well, how long have you been around wine?
Wine has been a lifelong passion of mine, and really just talking about wines, drinking wines, meeting people, it's really a great experience, so it's something I truly enjoy.
Well, first of all, to become a master sommelier, which is some people's dream, and other people say, I'm really not interested in being that serious. Is that something you're thinking about or no?
You know, I told myself I'll get level 3 and I'll call it a day, because you really got to dedicate a great portion of your life to go for the Master Sommelier education.
Boy, that's for darn sure. Not to mention a travel to Europe just to take the test. Am I correct?
Yeah. Thankfully, through the Court of Master Sommeliers, you can take the tests all over the United States.
Oh, you can now?
Yeah. So actually, I went to Tucson for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great. Well, I'm telling you, folks, you don't have any idea how much is involved in the wine industry, if you will, to become a master sommelier. Is you've got to give everybody a big bow, because they really know what the hell it is that's going on when it comes to wine. And if you ever have a question, ask a master sommelier. I guarantee you they can answer your question no matter what it is, because they've had to study it for years and years and years just before they could take the test. I think it's a minimum of 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not going to pass it sooner than that. It's going to take you years.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, we got to go to a break. So if you'll hang on, Aaron, we'd appreciate it. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about our layer cake, Cabernet Sauvignon, and the pairing, which is a charred filet mignon with a little bit of mushroom ragu.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4020.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here with Layer Cake, Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles, California. along with a beautiful charred filet mignon and hen of the woods mushroom ragu. And we're talking with the manager here at Americana Restaurant at Desert Shores, and that is Aaron Gross. Aaron, again, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule. I have to tell you, your wine list here is very, very good.
Thank you very much, and I want to start by saying, too, it's always a pleasure having you guys here. I know we always have a great time, so I love what we're doing. And thank you very much about the wine list. A lot of care and attention goes into that, finding out what people really are looking for now.
You know, one of the things I think you're thinking, and I'm just guessing, is that you want a great wine at a very reasonable price.
Absolutely. You know, Les, nowadays the consumer is smart. You can check on your phone. You can look up the wines, the price, where it's from. So for me, it's important to be very competitive and to absolutely take as much care of the guests as you can.
I just have a question. Do you and Chef sit down and talk about what he's going to do on a new menu, if that's what he's talking about, which I know he changes a couple times a year?
Actually, yeah, we've got a great menu that we do every week. It's called the Weekly Harvest Menu.
Okay.
$42, you get three courses, changes every single week.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and we're bringing in all unique, exotic, great ingredients. We'll make a menu out of it for the week. Next week, you got a new menu. And that $42,
oh,
you can't beat that.
Great, yeah. Great concept. I hope you paid attention to what we said here, because it's very important. And again, if you haven't been to Americana, which is in the western part of Clark County, just west of Las Vegas City, at the Desert Shores Lake, it sits right on the lake. Literally, you can walk out the back door and go swimming if you felt like it. But what I like the best is the chef is very knowledgeable. I've been a friend of his for, I'm going to say, 16 years, maybe longer, but at least 16 years. He's very, very knowledgeable, and he was smart enough to get Aaron Gross to come to work with him here to put the wine list together and to take care of customers. Tell me a little bit about your tableside service that you're doing as well.
Actually, yeah, we've been having a lot of fun flambéing at tableside, getting the big flame, putting on a show. You get a show and food. So what we've been doing lately will be tableside flambéing some Wagyu. We got some A5 Wagyu. We got Australian
That's
Wagyu.
That's from Australia?
Yeah, we're doing the A5 Kagoshima, and we're doing the Australian. And then for dessert, we'll do some Strawberry Jubilee table
all right.
side.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it would be cherries if they were in season, but they're not, right?
We're always up to date on the seasonal stuff.
There you go. That's the changes all the time. That's what's beautiful about it. Well, the unique thing is to be a guest in the restaurant, even if they're not at your table when they do that, it's a spectacular thing to watch. With the flames going 5 or 6 feet in the air, you know, and so on. And then having the people just fall in love with the taste that ends up. Because when you actually flambé some alcoholic beverage, whatever it might be, cognac or whatever, you can't believe how much better the taste is after the flambé than it was if you tasted it before. And then, of course, if you add things like strawberries or what have you, the cherries or whatever, then it's just a plus.
Absolutely. We're making the au poivre sauce tableside, so you're getting the freshest of everything.
All right. Well, you know, I have to tell you, if you haven't had tableside service before and you want to find out what it's all about without an expensive cost to you, come out here to Americana and taste a little bit of it. It's going to happen. Is it an automatic thing, or do you have to order that?
Upon request. You know, once one table sees somebody doing it, everybody wants to get the tableside flambé.
That's true.
Yeah, but it is something we tell the guests about.
But one of the neat things about this restaurant that is extremely unique, and that is the whole eastern wall and the southern wall is glass. And when I say that, I don't mean just looks out on the parking lot. I'm talking about looks out at this beautiful Desert Shores Lake, which is just absolutely gorgeous for view. And if it doesn't make your food taste even better without paying any extra money for it, you're in the wrong place, if you know what I mean. Well, we're about out of time, I hate to say that, but we've got to go. And I want to tell you that if you haven't, again, if you haven't been to Americana, I want to make sure that you put that down on your list of to-do if you live here in Las Vegas, or a must-do if you're a visitor here. I want to thank